Leather waded up level with Saltar, drawing his scimitar.
And what if we choose not to?
Blacktail waved his pike twice in the air. 50 archers stood up in the rocks above his head, each one with a shaft notched to his taut bowstring.
Gabor said to tell you he only wishes to be hospitable.
The sound of Dark Queen's anchor being hauled up caused Saltar to turn around. His worst suspicions were confirmed. The ship was drifting gently out into open water. Greypatch and 50 grinning sea rats lined the decks.
Don't worry, shipmate,
he called out to Saltar in a mocking voice.
She'll come to no harm. We'll take her for a sail around the bay while you're jawing and chatting with Gabool.
Leather made as if to hurl his sword at the sneering Greypatch, but Saltar muttered in his ear.
Stow it, mate. Leave this to me.
Saltar strode up the beach, pushing Blacktail's pike to one side as he went.
Come on, let's go and see what his High Lordship wants.
The banqueting hall tables were piled high with food and drink. Gabool threw himself down in his throne at the head of the biggest table. He was wearing no sword and smiling expansively.
Are you sea scum? Here comes the best captain in me fleet and his brave crew. Sit down, Saltar, old messmate. And you, me favourite wave robbers, pull some chairs up and fill those bellies. Only the best for the best.
Saltar's crew fell to with a will, splashing wine, tearing meat, grabbing stuffing for all they were worth. The King of Sea Rats indicated that Saltar sit next to him. The corsair did as he was bid, one claw on his sabre, eating and drinking nothing. Gabool laughed aloud, ripping a bite from a cooked fish and hurling it over his shoulder. He quaffed wine, slopping it over the table.
Not like good food and wine, eh, Saltar? I suppose you heard about your brother Bloodrig?
No. What about my brother Bloodrig?
Saltar lied with a straight face. Gabool tore a roasted seabird apart in his claws, burying his face into the carcass as he gnawed through it and came up grinning.
Had to kill him. Whipped his head off with me sword.
Saltar's expression never altered a flicker.
What for?
Gabool wiped his greasy claws in his beard.
Disobedience. Being too greedy. Wanting to take my place as king. Had to kill him. Swish! That was it. Old Bloodrig lost his head.
Gabool and Saltar's eyes met, betraying nothing, but each waiting for the right moment. Saltar toyed with a goblet of wine.
Was he armed when you killed him?
Nah, he was trying a crown on for size.
Slowly Saltar stood up, his claw grasping the curved sword at his side.
I've heard you're very good at killing unarmed beasts. How about trying one who's got a weapon?
Gabool's claw began reaching for a sword hidden beneath the table.
Give us a chance, matey. You can see I'm not carrying a sword. Look!
Now it was Saltar's turn to laugh.
Ho, ho! Then hurry and get yourself one, King of Sea Rats. Although, I heard that even armed with a sword you were beaten by a little mouse maid.
Gabool sent the table toppling as he kicked it and freed his sword blade, his face a mask of ugliness and cruelty as he launched himself forward.
That's a lie, a black-hearted lie, and you'll die for it, Saltar!
Automatically, the sea rat stood back. This was not only a battle to the death between two famous fighters, it was also a contest to decide kingship. Gabool the Wild slashed viciously at Saltar. The corsair dodged nimbly to one side, swinging his sword in one claw as he wound the cord of the steel hook round his other and beckoned with it, insulting and taunting in the manner of sea rats to goad his victim into a false move.
My brother could have taken you with a cooking ladle, coward!
Gabool circled, the light glinting off his golden emerald-studded fangs.
I'm going to hang you by your hook and let the gulls rip out your lying tongue, crab's bait!
Suddenly they clashed, sword ringing upon sword. Saltar's hook ripped through Gabul's cloak, pulling him inward, quick as a flash. Gabul cut his cloak loose with one of the daggers from his waist sash, staggering back as Saltar's clanging blade drove him down the hall.
You'll die screaming, Gabul! I'll make you call me king before I put you out of your misery!
Smiling inwardly, Gabul allowed Saltar's onslaught to press him backward down the hall. Though outwardly, the warlord's expression was grim, and he acted as though he were hard-pressed, panting, parrying, and dodging the cleaving blade and pointed hook-tip. This gave Saltar the feeling that he had gained the upper claw.
Not as easy as fighting my unarmed brother, eh, your majesty?
He taunted Gabul.
But no matter. Saltar the Corsair isn't a mouse made. I'll finish the job properly, so that when you're wrecked to Dolregs, you'll know it was me who did it!
Stumbling over footstools, bumping into tables, reeling off walls, Gabul seemed to blunder backward, Saltar's sword threatening to spit him at each thrust, the flailing hook coming to within a hair's breadth of his throat. Now the King of Sirats was down on one knee.